This is Alex Hightower
and Lainey Mays.
And this is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts.
Do you even podcast?
Do I? I really need to, like, look inside and figure out the answer to this question.
You can't see her, but she walked up to a mirror and just started looking into it.
Singing Reflection by Mulan.
Hi, guys!
Hello! How y'all doing?
Welcome back.
It's been a... not that long, I guess. You know, it's been a week.
It feels so long.
We miss you. We have a fun bit this week, though. We're gonna obviously switch it up.
Yeah! Do we want to talk about it now, or do we want to tell them some stuff first?
No, let's tell them some stuff. Let's keep them in suspense. Make them wait, you know.
Okay. what have you been listening to?
A few things. Oh, I started listening to Shortwave. Ooh, have you heard of it? It's really interesting. Once again, very me, because it's kind of science-y. So, Shortwave's from NPR, and it's about, like, new discoveries in technology and, like, the science behind the headlines, as they like to say, but it's super short, so I should have mentioned it for our bit that was, like, podcast if you don't have a lot of time, because I didn't have a lot of time, but I wanted to listen to something new. And so I listened to a really interesting one about the U.S. wanting out of the Paris Agreement, so I found it really informative, and it's super bite-sized, so good, understanding a little bit more about, like, how easy or how hard it is to leave the agreement and what that really means for our country, but also how it affects everyone else on the globe. But yeah, it's super science-y. I really liked it. I'm going to keep listening because this one was like, what, 5 minutes long, 7 minutes long? So.
And it comes out like every day or week? Or?
It comes out every day, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty frequent. Oh, yes. And then I listened to Pop Culture Happy Hour, which I know we have mixed feelings about, but I just saw Parasite. The movie that really was not what I expected, but really great nonetheless. And I remember seeing that Pop Culture Happy Hour covered it, and that kind of, I don't know, like I had heard things about this movie and already wanted to see it. And so after I watched it, I was like, let me see what they thought. And it was interesting because we actually had a mix of views on the movie, which I don't feel like... I feel like it's one of those movies where I expected them all to be like, I love this movie because X, Y, and Z. And I did love the movie. But it was nice because there was one person on the show who was like, it did not live up to my expectations. And so it was nice because we heard contrasting views, which I love it when they have that on the show. So anyway, Parasite was great. I really liked it. But it was cool to hear why someone felt like a little bit disappointed by it.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So I listened this week, and actually it was a rerun. You know, no surprise, I'm going to talk about Good One because I love it so much, which it's a podcast from Vulture that and Headgum who does it, and they talk to comedians about their jokes, and they run the joke and the science behind the joke, and it's really wonderful and a very different format than like comedy podcasts because it's kind of serious considering it's about comedy. But this week, in the process of gearing up for Jojo Rabbit, they had Taika Waititi's Thor Ragnarok interview that they did, and it was a rerun. I don't know when it did, but the rerun ran on October 14th. So I listened to it because I just recently watched Thor Ragnarok because I have not seen any Thor. I know, hold for your gasps. But I'd heard that one was so different and so well done by him because he was the director, that you had to watch it within its own, like, setting. It wasn't just as a placeholder within the Marvel universe. And I watched it, and it was so different and so fun, and I see why people liked it. But it was so interesting in this interview because Jesse David Fox was asking him about the themes in his movies, and a lot of them are, like, really one-on-one and maybe, like, deconstructing masculinity and how men can deal with things in more of a sensitive way. And like in Thor specifically, Thor's dad just dies at the beginning of the movie, and he's dealing with a lot of really hard things. And a few of the comments that even Taika's character, because he's in it, he's animated, but he's in it, talks to him like, oh, that seems really hard that you're separated from your weapon. But really, it's like a symbol for your dad. Or like, anyway, and how he constructed really deeper themes within this superhero movie. Because you kind of want superhero movie stuff in a superhero movie. But how he made it so different and so great. Anyway, I won't tell you everything. You have to go listen because I have such a bigger appreciation for Thor Ragnarok now. But I found him very cool to listen to, I think. Yeah, and he talks about themes that kind of go in and out of his movies. It's like a lot of one-on-one. It's not a lot of group work, which I think happens in like Jojo Rabbit. And so you can kind of, if you're looking for a supplemental interviews with him for this movie, you can go back and listen to this. It'd be interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
I found it really cool.
Yeah, that's my update.
I think mine too. I'm currently like legitimately paused it to come do this. Listening.
I assume I'm gonna start.
To Tig Notaro's interview on Ferris's podcast because I love Tig Notaro. So I'm excited about that one.
I'm gonna listen to Slow Burn. I subscribed because I'm really excited for this new season. I think it's really interesting.
Such a good one.
So I will report back too.
Yeah, I haven't started listening yet.
And then there was one other show. Oh, The City. That seems really interesting. So I'm going to report back on how that one is too, but it's kind of about like power in urban environments and how that affects like both the powerful and the less powerful, but it seems really cool and it's from USA Today and it's like, oh, okay. So we have some shows we'll get back to y'all on.
Yeah, actually one thing I want to mention that people will be interested in, there's a new podcast from Earwolf called Office Ladies, and it has Angela Kinsey and Jenna Fisher, which, you know, they're from The Office. And so I'm not a big Office fan, but I've had people who listen to our show text me and say, this is a new podcast I'm so excited about. So, if you're an Office fan, you'll enjoy it. I think that they, like, they break down an episode of The Office and give behind-the-scenes details. So, Office fans, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's my updates.
Oh, I do have one more. Almost forgot. I really enjoyed Modern Love. Need to still watch the miniseries.
It's so good.
I'm so excited. And I love everyone who's in it. So I'm sure it's going to be great.
It was really funny because somebody the other day said, the new Modern Love, it's based, I think, on the news article. I was like, oh, and it's a podcast. and they were like, of course you would know that.
Check. Excuse me, please. So good. So I listened to one with Regina King, which was really interesting. I also just love her voice. But it was called We'll Meet Again in 5 Years. And it's really sweet. She's in Watchmen. So that was kind of the credit they gave her. And it's like, I need to watch that too.
Somebody was talking about, where would I know her from? I'm like, she's just always around.
She's always in everything.
I don't know, like, a specific movie. And she's always good.
Yeah.
But she's just she's a big character actress.
Yeah. She's in Watchmen, which is new. But I remember I saw her in when Beale Street...
Right.
If Beale Street could talk. But she's been in so much stuff. And I just love her voice.
Like, is it bad that I would say Daddy Daycare? They were
kind of. Too. You know, it's part of her resume. But yeah, her voice is just so recognizable too. And so it's like, oh my gosh, I love Regina. And it was
Miss Congeniality too. I mean, come on. These are winners here.
Those are the ones we
actually
know
I do really enjoy both of those movies.
They are both good. But it was really sweet, and I always love how they kind of break down, like, why Regina wanted to read this one in particular and how they talk to the person who wrote the story. So, obviously, this one, like, the title gives a lot away, but I won't really talk about it too much because I think it's just really sweet and you should listen.
Aww.
That's my last one.
Sweet. Well, we were trying to decide what we wanted to talk about on this episode.
Yes.
And because daylight savings time just happened and we're all adjusting, it's so dark here and
I'm so
it's
sleepy.
Also so cold, which has nothing to do with the time, but I just want to complain about it.
It just feels like winter.
So we were like, well, we have an extra hour in the day, essentially, so what would we listen to? So these are podcasts that we would listen to with our extra hour in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also to make us happy because it's sad right now. First one I thought of. Actually, to tie into this theme, we picked ones that are actually really long because you have this extra hour to listen. These are great for road trips or if you just want a deep dive. I mean, everyone's going to be inside more now. So you have to be warm and cozy and feel like your podcast.
So like things also with a long backlist. So like you also, can just do a deep dive. You can just listen for hours and hours and hours and hours until you fall asleep.
And hours. So that's the criteria. Mm-hmm. First one I thought of is Hardcore History with Dan Carlin.
So long.
Which I have to admit I'm not that big of a connoisseur on. I can't talk about it too much. I just know from listening to a little bit of it, but it's very history buff, in the weeds, deep, but I think it's also approachable. I don't think you feel like you
can't follow it.
It's not that you have to like keep up with long timelines and worlds or whatever, but he essentially takes a really specific point in history, sometimes two or more, and puts them up against each other in a way. I kind of think of it as in Slow Burn in a way. Mm-hmm. Like you kind of see parallels within history. Like I know he's known for saying like, what would history be like if you walked a mile in another guy's moccasins? Like that's what he's known for saying. So I know he put up like, you know, different conquerors and what they're like to modern day leaders, or just posing questions that make you think and deep dive into your historical understanding, or putting something in a historical timeline. I think it's just like, he's a storyteller. It's like bringing theater to history, and he brings a lot of things you would not put together, I think, in history, and juxtaposing them. So it's very interesting, and it only comes out like once a month, I think. There's not many of them, but they can go up to like 5 hours.
Wow.
They're long. Just be prepared when you go in, but there's not a lot of episodes, so it's not like you're listening every week to 5 hours, you know, so you have...
You space it out.
It works out.
Yeah. He gives you the time.
Right. So, for the history fans.
Yeah. For the hardcore history
fans. Ooh.
Mine is The Read, which I shouted out before. I know way back, I don't think I did a BYOP necessarily, or maybe I did, but I definitely talked about like the structure of them, because this was one of the first podcasts that I ever listened to ever. So The Read focuses on pop culture and hip hop culture too. It has two co-hosts, so Kid Fury and Crystal. I mentioned it, I think the last episode maybe, or the one before, how they now have a TV show. But they have a huge backlist. They have so many episodes. They actually started in 2013. So they've been around quite a few years for like that type of show. And they have so many episodes, but their episodes are long. They're like about 2 hours long. So for me, it takes me like, I don't usually listen to all of it in one sitting, but it is kind of nice because they break it into segments. So they open with like Black excellence. And so it's like something kind of like somewhat newsy, but it's just someone who's doing something great, whether it's like artistic or, I don't know, something in their career, and like highlighting like usually Black history in some way, which is kind of fun. And then they sort of do like a deep dive into like pop culture and like what's happening. They have this really fun commentary and back and forth banter, which I need to watch the show and see how it translates on screen. But it's a lot of fun. It's hilarious. I think like honestly, their laughter is infectious. And it's just like a nice kind of podcast to catch up on anything you might have missed in the pop culture sphere. They do release episodes every week, so it's quite consistent. That's like a lot of time and work, so I really am impressed. But usually, yeah, it takes me a few listens, but I love it. I've been listening since I was a wee tot.
Before you could read.
Before I could read. I could only read in 2015.
Don't tell anyone that, Alex.
Yeah, I can't tell publishing that. But it's really cute. I really like it, and it's very funny. Really funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
My next one is WTF, Marc Maron. I feel like the same thing. Like he was one of my first podcasts to listen to. He's very specific. Like if you are not a fan of him, you're probably not going to be a fan of the show. But he's really great. He does interviews with celebrities from his like garage. Even as he's become really like now he's on Glow. And somebody actually mentioned, they're like, man, I just love that you're just doing this out of your garage still. Like, I'm sure it's a nice garage, but he's doing it. Yeah. And so he records these really long episodes. They can range like I'm looking now, like, an hour and 16 minutes, an hour and 11, an hour and 41. Like, kind of just depends on who he's talking to and if he knows them or if he's getting to know them. But what I love about it, he really digs into their life and all in their career, but starts from the beginning and asks questions like, oh, where are you from? Where are your parents from? Did they stay around there all the time? Or what'd you like to do as a kid? You know, very in-depth. And it's kind of like a living Wikipedia page, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Because he's asking questions that maybe you didn't know you wanted to know, or questions you want to know and didn't have a way to find out. And so some good ones I've actually been listening to a lot lately. I have to admit, I only listen when I know the person or know of them to get more of a deep dive into who they are. Like, I've talked about this before with Danny DeVito and, like, how I just kind of know him as an enigma and, like, what yeah. is his deal, essentially. And so I kind of go with that rule, so I don't listen a lot to people I've never heard of, which is probably my mistake, but it would be great to get to know them. He goes through, like, their whole IMDb page of, like, when did this show? What was your first one? How'd you get into it? Like, all that stuff. But the last three, these last few weeks that I've enjoyed, I listened to Edward Norton. That was October 27th. Before that, October 16th was Woody Harrelson. Hmm. And then just recently, this Sunday, is John Goodman. Hmm. And they were all so great, and I learned so much about them. Woody Harrelson is, I could listen to him talk about, like, life and belief and ideology and religion, like, all day long. He is so intriguing. Learned a lot about him. He lives in Hawaii. Didn't know that. And kind of, like, how he became famous on Cheers. That was fun. John Goodman really talking about, like, his roots and, you know, I think Mark talks a lot about his struggles with alcohol and drug abuse, like, much like Dak Shepard,
yeah, I was going to say, expert. Well, it made me think of their episode together.
Yeah, and like, how you feel very, like, connected because you feel like they're being really raw,
and you're, like, in the room.
Right, yeah. You're listening in on a good friend's conversation, mm-hmm. or, like, someone at a party, and he and John Goodman really just discuss, like, you know, like, oh, I haven't smoked in this many years, or I haven't, like, I'm working on this, and just, you really get to know them, like, nuts and bolts and weeds and all. So I love that show, and it's fairly long. Like, I have to listen, I break it up. I don't listen all at once, because it's a lot of information. It's very dense. And you get a lot of Mark Maron at the beginning, so you can listen to his life. And if you haven't seen Glow, what are you doing? Go watch it now.
It's very good.
Now.
Very good.
So yeah, that's WTF with Mark Maron.
Nice. Yeah. So mine is This American Life. And I was thinking about whether to include this. It really did start, like, first just as a public radio show. And then, you know, once podcasting became all the rage back in the day, they did offer it, you know, on the free platform there too. But I did include it just because, even though they have, according to them, 2.2 million listeners each week on over 500 public radio stations, they have a whopping 3.6 million people who find it through the podcast. So I think that it still, you know, has a substantial following that way. I think a lot of people do associate it now with the podcast. The host is Ira Glass, the radio personality. And I think that it's just, it's one of those shows that, one, has a huge backlist again, because it started back, well, the radio show started in 1995, but the podcast has been around since 2006. And this is another kind of old favorite. The first time I listened to This American Life was in high school for a project. And the project was about human connection. And so I found an episode that was really, like, focusing on that. And I think that their whole thing is, like, picking a bigger theme, like, whether it's human connection or whether it's looking at the concept of home. They pick that big theme and they take a more journalistic approach to it. It's very heady and thoughtful, but what's really nice is that the episodes kind of live on. So I feel like it doesn't feel as timely, like, regardless of when you're coming to it, you can find, like, a really interesting story. They're close to an hour, sometimes a little bit more, but what's also really nice, if you're kind of trying to figure out where to get started with the podcast, if you go to their website, I believe Ira provided kind of how do I get started with This American Life? And it sort of pulls out their bigger podcast episodes, and a lot of their backlist lives online, even if you can't find it through like Apple Podcasts. So some of the ones they recommend starting with came out in 2015, but they still really resonate today. Nicole Hannah-Jones, I think, is featured on that section of the website, and she's the one who started the 1619 Project that I've raved about. And she has a really interesting episode too. So I just highly, highly recommend if you're looking for something really thoughtful, but you also have a diverse array of interests. They did like a Halloween-based kind of episode, and so they have fun holiday things like that, but they also cover the Hong Kong protests. So there's like a lot of different angles, and they really, you know, take one theme and really expand upon it. But it's really good. It's been around forever, so if you got some time on your hands, you can do a really great deep dive.
I think those are my two. Yeah. I'm going to stick with those.
Yeah.
There are some that range around an hour, but mm-hmm. I feel like those are my two really long ones that I have to break it up a lot.
Yeah.
There are definitely longer ones out there, I'm sure.
Yes.
But that's
where you guys come in.
Right.
Let us know.
Yeah. Let us know. Also, you can brag about like the longest
oh, yeah.
you've listened to a or like stayed on to a long podcast. I'd love to hear that. Like, if you're like, I listen to Hardcore History for the full 6 hours, I would love to hear that. So
also, when I was prepping for this episode, I was looking just to, like, Google and see if there's anything I wasn't thinking of. Like, oh, what's a really long podcast that maybe I listen to? And so I was Googling and stumbled upon this article. So speaking of other long podcasts out there, ones that might beat what we've offered already, a group of students, and I think the professor, too, at the University of North Texas, were trying to break the Guinness World Record for the longest live audio stream. And this article I found was in 2018. I have not seen anything about whether they were successful. So if you guys know, I would love to know if they broke it. I would be fascinated. Currently, the longest is like a 52-hour record, which is ridiculous. But I think specifically they, like in terms of audio streams, they were trying to do like a podcast kind of format that was super duper long. So if anyone knows if they did it, I'd love to know. It's fascinating.
It's like a telethon.
Yeah. I think there was a rule where you can't have more than 5 seconds of like audio silence, like in the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Insane. Yeah. So while we did not offer 52-hour long podcasts, we hope that these will be great for your extra.
You definitely didn't have 5 seconds of silence in there.
No, you did not.
Those were really fun. I'm excited to hear. Really, guys, like,
yeah.
Tweet us at Do You Even Pod or go on Facebook and find us at Do You Even Podcast because mm-hmm. we want to know.
Yeah.
We are always looking to source content and mm-hmm. we know you're listening. So let us know. Join in the conversation because, you know, we're crowdsourcing this a little bit, but we just want to know more about it.
And we'll totally shout you out, too. You will get the credit.
Yeah.
So let us know. Slide in our DMs, as the kids like
oh,
to say.
No. Okay, boomer. Just kidding. Let's not put that in there.
I might keep it.
One day they're going to come back. I'm like, did you hear Lainey Mae said this on a podcast?
I'm editing it this week.
You know it means.
But yeah, let us know what you think. If you found any other pods that you've really started to love this season, you know, it's cold outside. Like Lainey said, you want to cuddle up under the covers, put your headphones in. Let us know what you're listening to and what you're finding.
Yeah. I don't really have any other news related stuff. Lots of fun podcasts coming out. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been listening to and that's our roundup. And we'll be back next week. We have a BYLP coming your way soon.
Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah. Have a good week. And you can find all of our information on our website, doyouevenpodcast.wordpress.com, including all of our social media handles, our blog with all the show notes, and all of the other things that you need to find for us. You can email us. You can submit your pod.
Mm-hmm.
You can see our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave us a nice note.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave us a nasty note, but that would be mean. But you could do it. Be sure to rate and review us if you like us.
And subscribe.
Yes. On Apple Podcast, it means so much to us, and we really appreciate it. And we hope this was helpful to you. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Stay warm out there.